Hello there and welcome to this review of one of the main stories which I suppose had people talking in Waterford and South Kilkenny nationally and locally over the past 12 months. It's a story which has dominated the political and social skyline of many debates over the last 5 to 6 years. It may not have a massive interest for those in, for example, Ballysagart, but it has an interest for most people beyond the skyline of the North Keys, because it's reflective, I suppose, of the amount of money the government and the state have put and are putting into development around Ireland's oldest city, and also their ongoing commitment, they say, to develop the region and to develop Waterford as a heartbeat for the region. There's also the symbolism of it, and much more besides, because we have this beautiful quayside in the city, very much underdeveloped. Again, car parks dominate one side of the quays in Waterford. The North Quays dominated by weeds, tumbleweed, for the past few years. So the last 12 months have seen and are seeing a magical transformation of the North Quays. It's going to continue for the next 12 months and longer. There wasn't too much information about what exactly was and is happening regarding behind the scenes at the North Quays. So in May, I went along and spoke with people at the coalface. Those that are putting up the buildings, those that are digging the holes, those that are reinforcing the steel. And my reports went out on May 23rd, 24th and 27th. Here's a little sampler, I suppose, a little taste of what we have been reporting. And all these reports, Ray Coakley from our digital department here, programming, he's put these all on YouTube as well, and they're also accessible via our website. So the North Keys is developing. There's going to be massive developments in the next few months with the placing of the bridge. These reports, I think, will take on historical significance. Mark tells me about his Waterford connections.
You would have been here as a young lad.
Oh, I certainly would, Damien, yes. Sitting on the South Keys here in my granny's apartment, looking out the window.
Tell us about granny. Who was granny?
Granny Phelan, Margaret Phelan, from the quay, but originally then from the City Arms pub. They used to own that a number of years ago. And my grandfather was one of the whalens of the river from where the toll plaza is now and the bypass is through the old Phelan land. So we have a good history back in the days, yeah.
And does it make it extra special that you're working on a project like this?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. It's important for myself, but also for my team who've been with me for over 20 years. Most of the team have been with me, and it's great to get them all back home again and back working here.
I go into the office for a presentation on the retail office and residential space with a south-facing aspect of the River Shore, the landmark location. It's around 170 to 180 million euros of a development. And that doesn't include what Harcourt developments are going to do after this is finished. They're going to be building apartments and a hotel and different things as well. In November 2022, the government announced that of the 180 million, around 100 million will be coming from the Urban Regeneration and Development Fund and 70 million in the National Transport Authority funding, especially to do with roads and also to do with the moving of Plunkett train station, over to the new site. It's all part of this strategic development zone. Sean outlined some of the main points as to why this North Keys project is happening at all.
It's a flagship urban regeneration project. Represents one of the largest infrastructural investments in the southeast for quite some time. So we're looking, I suppose, in terms of high-level objectives and policy, I think it demonstrates the proper integration of land use planning and transportation planning, and I think that's important from a policy point of view. That's what we're trying to achieve in the city. We're looking at sustainable population growth. The city is looking at very significant population growth in up to 2040 at the very least, population of up to 85,000. The region, looking at a population, I think, of about 800,000, largest region in the country. The North Keys project is delivering our regional capital of scale. You'll just see on the screen there, I've shown a footprint of this. So what I'm showing there is what we call isochrone mapping that we did as part of our transport appraisal. So what our isochrone mapping does, you can pick any point, say in a city, and the mapping will show you how far you could walk in 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, etc. So if you look at that map there, let's take the clock tower. If you were standing at the clock tower today and you wanted to walk to Ferrybank, how far could you get in 15 minutes at the moment? So obviously you'd have to walk up the South Quays, cross Rice Bridge, then turn back on yourself, go up Dock Road. And in, on average, in 15 minutes, you'd only get back to where you start, opposite where you started. So after walking for 15 minutes at the moment, you'd really only be at the start of Ferrybank.
Even with bad knees like me.
Even with bad knees. And the other thing about it, like from the point of view of pedestrians and cyclists, it's not pedestrian cycle friendly. Rice Bridge has served Waterford very well over the years, but it's under pressure with congestion. We want to make the city less car dependent. We want to make it more of a transport bridge in place. And it's a transformed map. So now you can walk from Clock Tower, walk straight over the Sustainable Transport Bridge. You get to the other side in Ferrybank. And then in your 15-minute walk, you're able to penetrate deep into Ferrybank. So all of a sudden, Ferrybank becomes very accessible to the city centre and vice versa. That's just one aspect of the project, just the Sustainable Transport Bridge alone. But we do feel it does have the opportunity to transform the city. The city is going to grow. But in a way, as the city grows, we're almost trying to make it smaller by connecting communities. And the Sustainable Transport Bridge is obviously key with that. Ferrybank is going to have projected, very large projected growth. It's getting a bigger population. So this is critical to create that connectivity. Then again, if you look at the same map for cycling, so I've expanded the map, gone out as far as the bypass. So now with the bridge, you can cycle over the bridge and reach Ferrybank, Slieveroo in your 15-minute cycle.
Because people looking at a sustainable bridge map, they won't realise this. They won't realise how important this is. They'll just think, it's only a small bridge. It's only a, you know.
Yeah.
But what you're saying is that the implications and the effect of this bridge will be multitudinal.
We think so. This is actually something we've done quite a lot of presentations to professional bodies, local bodies, etc. And this is something that does tend to capture their imagination. So you're looking at a dock road here at the moment. There's an old railway bridge here in front of you.
That's going to be demolished.
It's actually going to be demolished this weekend. We're going to build a new western footbridge, as we call it. So it'll just be at the end of the platforms. The end of the railway platforms are just here in front of us, actually.
Yeah.
Plaza here in the middle. Harcourt's, of course, going to come along. They are proposing a hotel. Let's say just to the right as you come onto the plaza, and then the residential blocks and the Park Hotel just to your left. We're on Harcourt side here at the moment.
So as you know, we have been doing quite a lot and are doing a lot about the North Quays development, around 180 million euros and more after that in terms of what Harcourt are going to do with the building of apartments. And then we will have other ancillary matters. I've been talking to a number of people on the site. You'll hear some of the walking round and about, the walkabout in a little while. Firstly, some more information from Sean Dobbs, who is one of the senior engineers with Waterford City and County Council. And he outlined to me how we got to where we are now.
The North Quays site was designated as an SDZ site by the government back in 2016. So that recognised its national importance in terms of social and economic development. By 2018, we had SDZ planning approval from On Board Planála. So that allowed us to move ahead with the funding from the National Transport Authority and the Department of Housing's Urban Regeneration and Development Fund. We appointed consultants. We got our business case approved by the government. And then through 2018, 2019, we got all our planning approvals. So for the bridge, the transport hub, the access infrastructure, etc.
I had been talking with Antoine Cummins from BAM, Paul Daly from Rowan O'Donovan Consultants, and also Christy Hannon from BAM, Mark Phelan from BAM, Sean Dobbs from Waterford City and County Council. Here's a little clip of Antone from BAM and Christy, and they're talking about different aspects of the developments of the train station, of the quayside, of the roads, and they were pointing out some slides to me for those that are living over there and for the development not only of Waterford City and County and South Kilkenny. It is fascinating stuff. It's the first time sort of these details have been given out.
We're obviously the main contractor here, but there's three main elements to the project. The South Plaza with the sustainable transport bridge, the bridge itself being 207 metres long, ranging in a width from 8 to 10 metres. There's various seating and viewing areas on the bridge, so the width varies accordingly. We have the transport hub, which is the new train station, and we also have then the access infrastructure. So as I refer to, the bridges over the railway, the upgrade of the road network and so on. They're the three main elements. So breaking those down, there's a 3D image produced by Sean and his team to show the South Plaza. So the clock tower is obviously central, and the South Plaza becomes a public realm area with a access up and off the bridge either side of the clock tower for small shuttle buses.
So just to reinforce that, the width of the bridge...
The width of the bridge is between 8 and 10 metres.
8 and 10 metres.
Yeah. So as Sean was saying, it links the greenways and it provides a pedestrian and cycle route from the centre of town across to the ferry bank plus the new transport hub.
How are you, Christy?
Damien. As Antoine was explaining, the South Plaza is a public realm area on the south side of the river centred around the clock tower. The South Plaza itself... is constructed from there's 170 concrete piles driven into the ground, and then there's a reinforced concrete slab on top of those piles, and on top of that slab then you get hard landscaping such as natural stone paving, grassed areas, seating for the public, etc. That's well underway. We're kind of halfway through, or well, hopefully by the end of this week we'll be halfway through the reinforced concrete slab.
How deep were the piles?
Those piles were 23 metres, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's the bottom of the river like? Is it good and solid, as they say?
No, there's a lot of alluviums and settlement of alluviums over centuries of silt up and wash and tidal up and down the river. So it was quite soft ground for that type of piling. Out in the channel, deeper underground, there is a rock layer. So the foundations for the bridge are founded on rock, but the South Plaza itself is just founded on a large quantity of piles, which solidify the ground. Yeah. The sustainable transport bridge itself is a bascule bridge. So in other words, the two centre lease open. So bascule is a French term for a balance scale. So the moving parts are operated with hydraulics and a counterweight to the rear. So the hydraulics get the bridge moving and then the counterweight does the rest of the work.
And that sustainable bridge is due to be lowered into position over the next few months. It will be another exciting day in the development of Ireland's oldest city. So the best of luck to everybody who's working on all the various aspects of the projects. And since those reports were done in May, there have been many developments. We look forward to more developments over there. And well done to the people of Ferrybank for being so, I suppose, accommodating and understanding and patient when it comes to it all. Yeah, this time next year, please God, if we're all here, I wonder what we'll be saying about the North Keys.